Greetings and Merry Christmas from the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. The weather at the North Pole has been nothing short of weird, folks, even for the North Pole. We've had snow every day since October 24th when it started snowing, and it has just not stopped, some 57 straight days. Now, that's not a record, but it is still very unusual, even for the North Pole. At this point, the question is being asked by many who are following the Santa updates, will the weather affect Santa's launch or other things at the North Pole? Here to answer that question is Elf Crash Murphy, who joins us now from the Sleighport. Crash?
Hi, Frank. You should see what they're doing here at the Sleighport to deal with all this snow. They have taken the length of one entire runway and just shut it down, Frank. And on it, they're building a giant snow mountain.
What does that mean, Crash?
Well, it means they're trying to move the snow into one place, and it's just getting bigger and bigger, Frank. I think they're going to call it Mount Frosty.
Well, that's cute, Crash, but what's the point? That big mountain of snow accomplishes nothing. Now they have one less runway to use. Will it affect the support airlift that launches after Santa leaves, Crash?
That's the beauty of it, Frank. Crews are working to make that mountain of snow higher on one side of that pile, but on the other side, another crew is digging a tunnel at the base of it.
Whatever for, Crash?
Well, that's going to be a large sleigh hanger, Frank. The airlift sleighs will be housed in there rather than lining up outside in the harsh weather. Kind of like a big giant sleigh barn.
That's brilliant, Crash. Whoever thought of that one deserves a big raise. Talk about turning those lemons into lemonade, Crash. That's great news. From the North Pole, where we are surrounded by geniuses at Flight Command, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.